With sport, here's Joe Porter.
Atamaria. The coach of Sydney FC, Steve Corriker, is confident the three A-League football clubs stuck in Victoria will make it into New South Wales for next week's resumption of the competition. Melbourne City, Melbourne Victory and Western United have been unable to travel north after the New South Wales government shut its borders to Victoria in an effort to restrict the spread of COVID-19. It's understood that provisional exemption has been given to the teams to travel, and Corriker hopes it happens soon.
Everyone wants the league to finish and to go ahead, and you know, if they get an exemption for the teams in Melbourne to come up to Sydney to finish the season, it'll be great. You know, a lot of the NRL and that, they're out now and in their hubs, so I can't see why it'd be any different for us.
Corica and Sydney FC's first game is against the Wellington Phoenix next Friday. West Ham's hopes of climbing clear of the Premier League relegation zone have taken a hit with a 1-0 loss to Burnley. Also this morning, Manchester City crushed Newcastle 5-0, Sheffield beat Wolves 1-0, and champions Liverpool are currently leading Brighton 2-0 at half-time. The Warriors' deadline for NRL players returning home is looming large, although interim coach Todd Payton has revealed two of them might yet change their minds. Payton says the NRL has made no progress in its bid to get government exemptions for families to join the squad in New South Wales. The club wants their request met by July the 19th, or else the door will be open for wingers David Fusitua and Ken Maumalo, along with prop Ignatius Pasi, to return to Auckland, possibly ending their seasons. The Highlanders' replacement lock Jack Whetton says he's getting used to playing big minutes on the rugby field again. Whetton came on for Josh Dixon, who broke his leg in the game against the Crusaders last weekend, and he's in line to get more game time against the Hurricanes on Sunday, with Dixon now out for the season. Following the Crusaders' match, his first of Super Rugby Aotearoa, Whetton's dad, former All Black captain Gary Whetton, rang him to offer some constructive criticism.
The same old chat from dad. It just goes, you did some good things, but he can still work on this, this and this. He's consistent.
Jack Whetton, and that's sport. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.